Hey, Bridge family. It is Tiffany from the Maryland campus of the Bridge. Some of you may know me as DJT on hisbridgeradio.com. I just wanted to come by today and let you guys know, first of all, our God is amazing. And He is on the move and very, very active in our wonderful family. I got to tell you, of all the ministries I ever imagined God having any use for me at all in, to be perfectly honest, a radio station never crossed my mind. I have no training. I have no experience. But what I do have is a mighty God, a faithful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who when He calls you to something, gives you what you need. I wanted to give you guys a quick update, a state of the station, if you would. We started off in June, officially broadcasting 2018, with our very first broadcast going out in prayer. And I want you to know there has been so much prayer involved in this ministry over 2 years before it even was discussed in verbalized tones. 2 solid years of seeking God's will, praying that God would just lead and show what He would have done. And wow, y'all, it's hard to talk about without getting overwhelmed, but I'm going to try, so pray for me. Our first broadcast went out, and I got to tell you, if we had never broadcast another day, I was so blessed to know that, first of all, the obedience in it, just saying, yes, Lord, what's the question? And following Him through every step to get to that point, through all the steps, through, if it was just one step, I don't want to sound like the result was the blessing. The walking with Him and being with Him and talking with Him and hearing from Him and watching what He was doing, I got to tell you, I don't have words. I just don't have them. What I do have, though, for you guys is encouragement, a grateful heart, more than you will ever know. First of all, thank you to each and every one of you that has expressed support and encouragement and love, who've shared your personal impact statements to me personally, letting us know at the station how hisbridgeradio.com has spoken directly into your life at a specific, perfect point where God has used what you were hearing on the radio station to bless you, to encourage you, so many things that God has been doing. We are constantly in awe of Him. I don't say we're a commercial station. We're absolutely not. There are no commercials on His Bridge Radio. There are none. His provision has been more than enough. What I will tell you is, while we are not a commercial radio station, we are a commission radio station. Our goal, our number one goal, is getting the gospel of Jesus Christ out to a lost and dying world. And praise Him, y'all. Praise God Almighty. We have done that. We are doing that. We will continue doing that as long as He continues to lead us to do it. As of today, I can tell you that we have reached nearly every state in the United States. We have reached Canada. We have reached Peru. We have reached Germany, Italy, France. We have reached China. We have reached Russia. We have reached Hungary. And most recently, we've reached Brazil. We frequently reach into India, Uganda. We know our brothers and sisters in Uganda tune in. Praise God for you guys. Oh, I'll go on forever about my love for our family and our various locations. But I'm telling you, folks, God is on the move. God is using faithful obedience to Him in ways that I cannot possibly begin to elaborate on, and not just fall down on my face and worship. Let me share a short story before Pastor Jeff went off to Kampala in India, he was in my prayers. I know he was in all of our prayers. Don't think my prayers are any more special. Don't do that. But he was in our prayers, and I was praying specifically. I can tell you what my specific prayer was, that God would go before him, that the Holy Spirit would go before him, do what only he could do in the hearts and lives of anybody that Pastor Jeff came into contact with, anybody that would hear the gospel, anybody, anywhere, that just God would do a powerful work, and that he would get the glory for his kingdom. I don't look at the statistics that often because, quite frankly, they don't matter to me. They don't. Every once in a while, I'll feel led to kind of look, or while I'm in there doing the broadcast, I'll see something light up on the map, and I'm like, hey, who's that? You know, I'm geographically challenged. 3 days before Pastor Jeff left for Kampala, his last trip, I really felt led to look at the statistics. And I will have you know that we had 10 solid hits from not only the United Arab Emirates, also from Iran. Now, y'all, this is 3 days before Pastor Jeff left. This is 3 days before his feet touched soil in Saudi Arabia. This is 3 days. Don't y'all miss that. 3 days. I got to peek at what God was doing. And now he had gone before and was doing something days before there were boots on the ground, days before our precious pastor made it to Saudi Arabia. He didn't have to show me a thing, y'all. He owes me nothing. But he did. I want to thank you again. I want to encourage you to continue to pray for our pastor, pray for our leadership, pray for our different ministries. He's doing a wonderful work in the prison ministry in Vermont, in Uganda, in Maryland. God is on the move, y'all, and we get to be there with him. This is DJT, signing off for now.